This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Byron writes, why would anybody take a COVID test? At this point, who cares? And I get the... I get the frustration, guys. I get it. I'm frustrated, too. This is ridiculous. But I think the virus was leaked in August of 2019. End of August 2019, that's when the lab accident happened, or if it was on purpose. And here we are in flipping October of 2023, 4 years later, and we're still dinking around with this stupid virus. I can't stand it. When I hear COVID, the hair on the back of my neck rises to a standstill. It's ridiculous. But I told you guys, and I think he was responding to when I told you you could get free COVID tests in the mail. Woohoo! Oh, I got mine. I'll double check what country they're from. Remember the first set of COVID tests came from China? And we're like, I'm not going to stick this in my nose. And then the South Korea ones were really good. Those were pretty accurate. I liked those. So I got mine in the mail. This is why you might still want to have it. Okay. Even though, thank God, we are not seeing the hospitalization rate, we're not seeing the death rate as we once did, I think it is important to know what you have. And for a variety of reasons. One is, in case you do have a family member who is immunocompromised, we are going to be coming up with the holidays, etc. And so I think I think it is important, at least for you to know, so that, you know, you can make some precautions. Although, if you're at all sick, you should stay away from individuals who could possibly get sick. You know, when people say, oh, I'm good, it's not COVID, I just have walking pneumonia or a rip-roaring strep throat so I could go to work. No. Or people go, it's not COVID, it's just flu so I could go to work. We don't want you better work if you got the flu. So I like to know, just because me being academic and scientific, I'd like to know. But the other reason why I'd like to know is I do primarily telemedicine. I work for a company where people call in from multiple states because I'm licensed in multiple states. And when somebody is asking me for Tamiflu or an antibiotic, I'd like to rule out that what they have isn't COVID. And people want antibiotics to feel better. And I get it. Antibiotics always make me feel better, even if I don't have bacterial. But we have antibiotic shortages now. We also have resistance. And so if you know that what you have is COVID, then maybe you aren't going to panic and say, I have strep and I need an antibiotic, or I have a bacterial ear infection. Because COVID, the symptoms of COVID could be ear pain, headache, sore throat, cough, mucus in the back of the throat, body aches, as well as a whole bunch of other issues. Now, the big problem I'm seeing is even nausea and vomiting. People will have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. They'll swab their nose and go, I don't have COVID. Well, unfortunately, it might not manifest in the nostril if you're having GI. In China, they were swabbing their butts. Not that I would recommend you all do that, but, you know, getting a negative COVID test, to me, doesn't mean jack diddly squat with the at-home rapid tests. Now, some people may not test positive for the first few days. And we've had some individuals not test positive until day 5. So people ask, well, when should I test? When you do get these freebie COVID tests, you notice there's 2 of them. Now, it's funny, because you have a family of 4, and they say, we're going to send 4 tests, and then you only get 2 boxes. because there's two tests in each box. Originally, what each box was supposed to be is for one person. And you test when you're sick, and then you test after your 10 days to see if you're still positive, and then if not, you go back to work. That's what that second test is for. Instead, people just test themselves twice on the same day. No. You know, what I would recommend is if you have a fever or if your symptoms are starting to look like COVID, test. If it's negative, retest again 48 hours later. The problem we have, though, is if you do have flu, you only have a 48-hour window to get on flu medication. And so many people are calling up saying, well, I have the flu because my initial COVID test is negative. And I told you the symptoms of flu versus COVID could look similar, except there's some distinct differences. Flu comes on very quickly, like it hits you like a ton of bricks. And so when somebody says, I feel like crap, and they could tell me the exact time of day where they went to work, they went to lunch, they had a meeting after lunch, and then all of a sudden when they went back to their desk, they started to feel bad. Well, you could give me, you know, roughly the time of day where you really start to feel sick. That is a little bit different than COVID, where, well, I started to have an itchy throat. Then I started to have the runny nose. Then I started to have the body aches. Then I started, and the morphine, the slower morphine, is more indicative of COVID or another virus. Flu hits you kind of pretty hard pretty quickly. The other thing, too, with flu is the fever is usually a lot higher. Not always, but usually fever, we'll see fever above 102.5. With flu, it's a fever. There's no question. With COVID, you're like, well, I feel a little warm. I'm about 99 to 100. Now, that to me is more of another virus or COVID as opposed to flu. But these medications, like I'm a huge fan of Tamiflu and Sofluza. These medications that you take early on, I think they really do help. Now, ideally, you want to take medications before the virus could take hold. But last year, we had such a Tamiflu shortage, and just because you were exposed, we used to give Tamiflu if you were exposed. Now, because of the shortage, we kind of held off on that. Especially since, you know, people would call up saying, yeah, I was exposed to flu. How do you know it was flu? Did they really test or did they just tell you? So having, if you could get the free COVID test, do. Okay, now don't sit there and make memes with them in TikTok videos, you know. I mean, use them for what you have. But the main reason why I like to test myself is, you know, every now and then I kind of have to make a decision if I want to vaccinate or not, you know, have any sort of immunity. Knowing that I had COVID when I have it kind of lets me know that I already got a little booster. So I like knowing the time and what I had when I was sick. But that's just me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A little bit of breaking news. Kevin Spacey was rushed to the hospital while he was at a film festival in Uzbekistan. His entire left arm went numb for 8 seconds. So the 64-year-old House of Cards star, who was recently, I think, acquitted of sexual assault charges with a minor, was concerned that he was having a heart attack. So they took him to a nearby hospital. They gave him an MRI. I don't know if they MRI'd his heart as much as they might have MRI'd his neck to see if maybe there was a disc, a herniated disc, or something that could have also made the arm go numb. But according to the Sun, he got all clear report from doctors. He was apparently in the Samarkand ancient city while on tour of the Afrasiab Museum, had to be rushed to the Innova Diagnostic Clinic where he was treated, and then he returned to the Tashkent International Film Festival, appeared on stage, told the audience his health was normal. So 64 years old. Just to quickly review, heart attack symptoms. And maybe he didn't have a heart attack, but I got to tell you, he needs to definitely follow up with his medical provider. When your arm goes numb like that, the things that I think about is heart attack, angina, where you have vasospasm of the coronary arteries that can still cause ischemia or lack of blood flow. I think of mini stroke, like TIA. I think of nerve compression in the cervical spine. And there could also be other abnormalities like B12 deficiency, things like that. But it sounds like they gave him good care. But heart attacks can manifest in a variety of different symptoms. The left-sided chest pain might be textbook, but not everybody says they feel that. Some people can feel chest pain on the right. Some people feel chest pain center. Some people don't feel pain. They feel pressure. They go, it feels like there's an elephant sitting on my chest. Some people feel electricity going through their chest. Some people feel left shoulder pain, left arm heaviness, a left-sided toothache, left neck pain, left jaw pain. You could be dizzy, just dizzy. When my father had a heart attack, my mom told me a couple weeks before he had fainted at the house. Well, then he probably had a mild heart attack then. And then a couple weeks later, or I think a week or two later, he then had a massive MI. But nobody told me that he fainted. If they did, I'd be like, you get him to the hospital right now and have them check his heart. No one told me. And so, but my father was stubborn. He wouldn't have gone anyway. So, may he rest in peace. So, dizziness, nausea, vomiting. You know, I had a female come into the ER thinking she had a UTI. She did. But apparently, when I gave her some nausea medicine, she started to have her aftermath heart attack, having some shortness of breath, and it turned out that she had a heart attack in the middle of the night in her sleep. But when she woke up, she felt off, so she thought it was a UTI. And lo and behold, yeah, she did have some bacteria in her urine, and she did have an abnormal urine, but she had none of the other typical symptoms. It wasn't until we saw her having trouble breathing that then we realized it was a heart attack. So I don't want to scare you guys, but keep in mind that, you know, heart issues may oftentimes be misdiagnosed. You know, people will tell me that they have horrible hiccups and they can't get their hiccups to stop. Well, hiccups could be irritation from the inferior part of your heart on the diaphragm. And if you have inflammation and an issue because you've been having a heart attack or ischemia there, that could trigger hiccups sometimes. So chronic hiccups, you always have to have your heart checked. Chronic burping. I had a guy come into the urgent care because I worked while pregnant at an urgent care in Bullhead, and I also worked in an ER in Lake Havasu, Arizona. And a guy comes in saying, my wife made me come in. And I go, why? And he's like, well, because I was burping a lot last night. I'm like, well, I'm going to check your heart. And when I told him, it looks like you might have had a heart attack in the middle of the night, he's like, well, let me go home. It's Sunday. I got football. If I had the heart attack, I'm good. And I'm like, no, we need to send you to the hospital. And while he was being wheeled in, ambulance took him to a nearby hospital. While he was being wheeled in, he had a second heart attack. He lived. But his only symptom was chronic burping. Many people say, oh, I got heartburn. So give me more acid reflux medication. Have you checked the heart? Again, I don't want to scare you guys, but these are things that, you know, I think a lot of people die prematurely when their body has been talking to them for a long time. People will call up going, I need nausea medicine. I'm nauseous. It must be food poisoning. How do we know the nausea isn't your heart? And because people are using telemedicine now so ubiquitously, you're not getting examined. Nobody's putting you up on an EKG. EKGs are easy. They don't hurt. We put little stickers on your chest, probes, to read the electricity from your heart. It's a fantastic test. No radiation. Nothing's hurting you. And it helps us get a very baseline screen of what could be going on. How does that work? Well, if part of your heart muscle is damaged, it's not going to conduct the electricity in a normal, predictable pattern. So we could see some very distinct changes, and that could tell us you have something wrong with part of your heart muscle. And so there's a lot we could do. There's also scans to see how clogged you are. There's angiograms where we inject dye, and we see how the dye goes through the vessels, and we see how open your vessels are. So there's a lot we could do. Right now, we don't know if Kevin Spacey had a heart attack or not, but either way, an arm going numb. And some people say, well, how does that happen? Well, it could be lack of blood flow. Could be lack of cardiac output. It could be a sign of the nerves that are radiating from the cardiac event. So, but it also could be maybe there was something going on with his neck. An arm going numb, though, like that, all of a sudden, you got to get that checked out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In Supreme Court news, the Supreme Court is looking at whether a disability rights campaigner can sue hotels for failing to disclose accessibility information, even if she doesn't plan to book a room. That's an interesting case. The case involving activist Deborah Lawford, this is being reported by NBC News, could curtail the ability of testers to bring lawsuits aimed at benefiting the disabled community as a whole by ensuring that hotels comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The court is hearing oral arguments in an appeal brought by Aikson Hotels. They operate the Coast Village Inn and cottages in Maine. Hotel lawyers argue that Lawford does not have legal standing to bring the cases because she had absolutely no intention of staying at the hotels. They said she failed to show she suffered an injury, a requirement necessary to establish standing, the hotel's lawyers argue. And the Biden administration has sided with the hotel on the points in a brief filed in the case, saying that after reviewing the hotel information, the patient or the plaintiff did not suffer an injury. But the, there was a 1982 case in which the Supreme Court upheld the ability of testers to bring lawsuits challenging housing discrimination. Lawford is disabled, uses a wheelchair, and in her 2020 lawsuit said that the hotel's website did not identify accessible rooms and did not provide other relevant information. The federal district court threw out the lawsuit, but a 2022 ruling in the Boston-based U.S. Court Appeals reviewed the claim. And Lawford has apparently filed more than 600 lawsuits targeting small hotels, bed and breakfasts, etc. So, you know, this is interesting. I appreciate that we have law. Mind you, we doctors think a lot of lawyers out there, you know, are money hungry and have put a lot of doctors out of business for things that really shouldn't have. But on the flip side, you do have a very, very complex legal system, and I do appreciate lawyers. I have a family member who's a lawyer, and I do appreciate work and the complexity it takes to try to understand the law, which is a problem in and of itself. It shouldn't be so complex and convoluted. But these "I gotcha" lawsuits are really ruining it for people who have valid cases. If a website, which is undergoing, you know, revamping, doesn't have something listed on it, does that mean they need to be sued for a lot of money? We're going to be talking about one day, which you guys might be at risk for, are these copyright infringement lawsuits when you post a meme or you share a picture. And there's been people saying, that's my picture, I'm suing you, pay me $30,000. Well, there are ways to fight it. There's something called innocent infringement. There's also a copyright board. But I'm hearing that stars and many individuals are just paying because they're like, oh my gosh, I shared a post that had a picture on it. You know, true copyright infringement needs protective laws. But saying, I see one of my pictures, you know, I'm going to get you. It starts to really dilute what the law is supposed to protect. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. 5 people are injured after a shooting last night during homecoming week at Morgan State University in Baltimore. University police on a routine patrol around 9:30 when they heard gunfire and found 4 men and 1 woman with non-life-threatening injuries. During an early morning press conference, police said no active shooter was found and there is no suspect in custody. The massive Powerball jackpot continues to roll. Lottery officials say tonight's drawing worth an estimated $1.2 billion. Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, has been removed, initiated by Representative Matt Gaetz, that gained support from a few Republicans and Democrats. This marks the first instance in U.S. history of a speaker being voted out. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I used to do a live local show in Las Vegas, Nevada on KDWN, KDON, at night. And somebody had asked me years ago, what was my end game? You know, I was a younger doctor. What would I invest in? Las Vegas is growing and sprawling. And so I had said one thing that I would probably want to do for financial security is get a rental property or two. It sounded like an amazing deal where you buy a piece of property, you get a tenant. That tenant is then paying for the mortgage, right, because you're charging rent and maybe water or whatever. You pay power or vice versa. And then it starts building equity. You do that with another one. And as long as you have tenants that can be in the home, you can actually hold a piece of property. Well, before COVID, We bought a piece of property, not so much for that, but because I thought my father, who we just spoke about, who had a heart attack, I thought he was going to have colon cancer, and because he was so stubborn, and he was living in Kansas at the time, I'm like, I better have a place so they don't have to live with us, because we didn't think we were going to have the patience to live with my parents. So I bought a home in case they would have to move in, and then when my father died, we just moved my mom and brother in there. And we did have a tenant for a little while, but it was a lot of stress, and when we needed money for the family and for other things, we just sold it. So I don't have a rental home. But I am very, very grateful I wasn't in the rental market, because when COVID hit and you had the eviction moratorium, that really complicated matters for a lot of people. On one end, it was ridiculous to kick people out of their jobs and say they can't work, but then people were vulnerable. Well, if I'm not working, how do I afford rent? So the government, including the CDC, helped enact eviction moratoriums. If you were a landlord, though, you were just plain out screwed. And landlords have rights, but they always seem to be superseded by what the lender needs, or not the or the lessee needs. And so I get you don't want to throw a bunch of people out on the house. It's just we should have never locked down to the degree that we did, especially since we were giving everybody money anyway. So I don't necessarily understand why, on top of that, you had to affect the rental market, etc. And so one thing that has persisted since the COVID pandemic, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so when you see what's kind of, I guess, happened in terms of our real estate, it's actually amazing in terms of what our city has done and how it has completely, you know, expanded and exploded, especially with all the sports teams, etc. We have a lot of individuals who are now finding that things are not that simple when you own a piece of property. And all across the country in the last few years, you hear of people not leaving the property. They may hijack your home after you just bought it. They may not pay rent. And when you go to the police, they're like, look, if they're trespassing, it's one thing. But if they're living there and not paying a bill, that's civil. And you have a lot of landlords stuck with people. They're paying on a property. The person is a pain and they can't get them out of the house. We have a very, very interesting headline. Airbnb. Many people are like, well, I'm going to make money doing Airbnbs. I haven't done that yet. I'm too nervous because I don't know if the Airbnb person would leave. And apparently there's a dentist who has a $3.8 million home. Not that I'm playing a violin for him, but there has been a Airbnb renter who has refused to leave after a year and a half. And the judge is not intervening because of some technicalities. So this Airbnb host has this mansion in California. A guest went into the home and has been there for 540 days. Won't leave. Now, she's offered a deal. Give me $100,000 and I'll leave. But Sasha Jovanovic has gone through the court system. And apparently, the judge is not taking his side. It's an ongoing lawsuit because he wants to boot the squatter. But the LA judge says he has no right to remove the tenant. Now, how could this be? Well, apparently, he rented the Airbnb without officially registering it and has no certificate of occupancy. There was a shower built in without a permit. So they say it's not a legal rental, and she should have never been charged rent at the start. Now, some of you will say, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? How ticky-tack is that? And others will say, well, the law's law. So a new California law prevents landlords from evicting tenants without a legal reason. Now, you would think the person's not paying and they're not my family is enough of a reason. But because it was an unregistered rental, this landlord may be screwed. So for those of you thinking about Airbnb, I mean, I live in Las Vegas and we have a lot of, we got Super Bowl coming and you know, people are talking going, you know what, I could rent out my house. People will pay. there's going to be no rooms for Super Bowl. I can rent out my house. I can rent out my house for New Year's. If it's not an official rental, don't do it. Your liability will skyrocket. If somebody gets hurt on your property, your homeowner's insurance might not cover it because you tried to use it. They're going to find technicalities. You've got to be careful. So, you know, this isn't the first time we heard that somebody takes over a residence and doesn't leave. Now, the person's attorney says that he's been harassing them, bullying. And, you know, people have told me, they go, if somebody ever is in my house, you know, I would go in there, kick them out. I just get them the hell out off my property. Can't do that, especially in California. If it's your property and there's somebody in there that isn't necessarily trespassing because there was some sort of an agreement, or they have fake leases. Did you guys hear about that? Some people will have fake fraudulent leases. So they go, this is my house. It gets tied up in courts for months. And then you're screwed. I mean, I guess your only option is then to let the bank foreclose on it. He apparently bought the home in 1995 for $750,000. He's lived there. He had the main house rebuilt with a guest house. This guest house is what I believe he rented out. And it's listed as a modern studio with stunning 360-degree ocean city views, priced at $215 a night. So, according to documents, he approved a six-month stay, total of 187 nights for $105 a night for close to $20,000. She extended her stay 24 additional days at the end of April. And then when he went to fix the electronic blinds in the guest house, he noticed that there was mold and water damage around the sink. He claimed that was not there before the stay. He offered to pay for a hotel, and it just started to go bad from there. So I would, if I were you, if you are thinking about the real estate market or the Airbnb, please, for the love of the Lord, know your rights. Please make sure you dot all your I's, cross all your T's. But squatting happens when somebody occupies your property without your permission and doesn't pay rent. Now, technically, you should be able to get that squatter removed, especially if you could prove trespassing. Squatters and trespassers are occupying your property without permission. But if that squatter has at all any sort of paperwork or legal documentation, they are going to delay for a very, very long time their removal. Immediately file a police report. You've got to get the police involved, even if the police don't help. And then I would contact an attorney. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here.
Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it was a little bit of a shock, not to people who understand politics and are kind of, you know, seeing the back and forth between Representative Gates and former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. But it was a little bit shocked that Congress moved as fast as they did. I've never seen Congress move so fast. Wow. I mean, except when they try to impeach Trump. They move really quickly with that. But with everything else, they seem to drag their heels. And so we do not have a Speaker of the House right now. We have an interim, Speaker McHenry. But McCarthy got booted out pretty quickly in a 216 to 210 House vote. 8 Republicans
were joined by every Democrat in the House, with the exception of Pelosi, because I think Pelosi was in California for Senator Dan Feinstein's funeral and memorial. And so now the big question is, well, what's going to happen next? Now, when Kevin McCarthy was first running, many individuals were like, put Representative Jim Jordan in there or Steve Scalise. And both of them said, well, we don't want it. I'm fine supporting Kevin McCarthy. And I think Steve Scalise is currently battling cancer. And, you know, Representative Jim Jordan, I mean, he's very, you know, successful with you know, how he represents his constituents. And, you know, maybe he just didn't want to. Sometimes when you start to reach, right, for that, you know, higher post, sometimes you could fall. And so I understand why a lot of people don't want it. In fact, Representative Matt Gaetz says, I don't want it. But we do not have a current Speaker of the House. Some people have mentioned that President Donald Trump could be Speaker of the House. I didn't know that. You guys might know more. I thought you had to actually be a part of Congress. So that's interesting. But his name has been brought up. And so there's also, I think, Thomas Massie. Well, actually, there's been many individuals who said they would support Jim Jordan. According to Representative Lisa McClain, she said her next speaker should be someone with top-notch leadership skills, great experience. That someone is Scalise, and I'm proud to support him for speaker. And I don't know if Jim Jordan and Scalise want to battle it out. Steve Scalise is being treated right now for multiple myeloma type of blood cancer. And he was the one who was injured in the 2017 mass shooting near the Capitol during a practice for a congressional baseball game. So, you know, I think, you know, I think any of them that, you know, Congress is a cluster and a half. But, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing either Jim Jordan or Steve Scalise up there. But it is fascinating to see what happened. And as I said when I opened the show, you know, you could have 8 Republicans not on your side. And that was powerful enough to remove you from one of the highest offices you've ever had. And you guys might know more about McCarthy's record, if it's exactly what the GOP needed or not. The Democrats didn't like him. Is it that they didn't like him because he was Republican, or they didn't like him because he was getting things passed? But McCarthy is the first House Speaker to be removed. And what is kind of fascinating about this is he wasn't removed because he committed a crime. He wasn't removed because of unethical conduct, you know, having money and gold bars found in their house, like that other Democratic senator that was found, or classified documents found in either the bathroom or garage near a Corvette. This was members of the Conservative House Freedom Caucus didn't agree with his approach. And they said in order for them to support him being there, he had to live up to the agreement. They said he didn't, and so they were able to combine with Democrats to get him ousted. And it's something that we didn't think would happen, but I think now a precedent is set, and we're going to start seeing we're going to probably start seeing more of this. I don't know if that's good or I don't know if it's bad. I told you, as an American, I love the fact that we are a representative democracy, but oftentimes I don't feel represented. I feel that things are beyond my control. And if I do try to suggest or recommend or whatever, you get silenced. And you need to be able to have a voice. And this idea that America is the most free country compared to others, yes, we're free. God bless America. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. But we really don't have necessarily the freedoms we think we do. And many people found that during the COVID lockdown and during the follow-up and the aftermath of that. And so, I think Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of you had asked who's supporting Trump. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is supporting Trump for Speaker. I don't think. Oh, they say he does not have to be an elected member. You do not have to be an elected member to be Speaker of the House. That's fascinating. So we'll see. No, but I doubt that would go through. And honestly, if I was Trump, I wouldn't do it. If I was President Trump, I don't think it's in his best interest. Because the last thing he needs is a vote pre-election. That could show he's not that popular, even though the House is nearly split, Republican-Democrats, with Republicans having a very small lead in the House. I don't think it's a good look for Trump to be Speaker of the House. I really don't. I think he should still do his thing, run for president like he wants to. I don't think that would help. But, you know, I think many of the members are now on break. I think they went on break. I thought, didn't they just have a break this summer? So I'm not exactly sure what's going on. But I think we need all hands on deck. I think you need, apparently a lot of appropriations bills. They need to figure out what they're going to do in terms of funding for Ukraine and all the other sorts of issues we're having with the border right now. There are other names thrown in. Majority Whip Tom Emmer, Republican from Minnesota. House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik from New York. Patrick McHenry, who is currently the Financial Services Chairman, McCarthy Advisor, and the Pro Temp, who is now, I think his first act was removing Nancy Pelosi's office. She had an emeritus office, and I guess he evicted her out of that office. And I think that was his way of saying he's going to, you know, kind of change the way things have been done. I don't know how popular that is, but Ohio Rep. Jim Jordan may be a front runner. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. We're showing that we're kind of in a state of chaos right now. But to see 8 Republicans be able to get the support of all the Democrats to oust the current leader. And, you know, did the Democrats do it because they're like, oh, this is good. You know, the more drama the Republicans have, the better. Or if they really didn't like McCarthy, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. What's fascinating also is who's going to be elected is probably somebody that is going to work less with the Democrats. And you almost wonder if the Democrats shot themselves in the foot. Do they really want somebody who is now going to be even tougher when it comes to Democratic concessions? And so I find that fascinating that they were all, yeah, let's do it. Because now they might have a tougher contender. But the take-home message is if people don't think who is elected or who is representing them is representing them, right, they're going to want that person out. And in the past, it was really, really difficult. And nobody would even, and now it looks like, I wouldn't be surprised if these votes are going to come a lot more often. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.